A number of leading Australian academics are expressing deep concern about the viability of many government Aboriginal community programs. At a book launch in Sydney's Inner West, researchers vented their frustrations at policymakers, using words like shameful and absurd to describe many projects currently being implemented in outback communities. Our reporter David Taylor was there for AM.
Mark Moran has been looking at Indigenous policies over the past 20 years and whether or not they're working. He's just written a book highlighting how governments have fallen well short of what's needed to support Indigenous communities.
You just arrive, you make it up, and you leave after 6 months. And we wonder why we're not getting these long-term developmental gains.
He says over a given fortnight, an Aboriginal youth could be swamped by as many as 10 so-called community re-engagement programs.
You end up with these quite ridiculous situations where you'll have 50 disengaged youth and 10 programs that are specifically working to re-engage them. So in any one fortnight, an individual can have 6, 7 different programs hitting them at the same time. And the net effect of all these programs, pushing and pulling people in different directions, it really is becoming absurd.
Mr. Moran has support. Eva Cox is an adjunct professor at the University of Technology, Sydney, and specialises in Indigenous affairs.
I mean, we've just stuffed up. I think basically we've stuffed up at least over the last 20-odd years, and I think it's time we actually went back and fixed it.
She argues many Aboriginal policies haven't improved since the late 1990s.
Because I think we've grossly neglected anything to do with Indigenous policy in this last election. It's just disappeared. We've had bipartisanship negligence from both the major parties, and it's something which I think is shameful and we need to do something about it.
Leanne Townsend is the CEO of the National Aboriginal Sporting Chance Academy. She grew up in the northern New South Wales community of Urala and identifies as Unawin. She says policy needs to be led by community elders to be effective.
And the removal of politics to realise the genuine change driven by Aboriginal people themselves.
In a written statement, a spokesperson for the Indigenous Affairs Minister, Nigel Scullion, said that the coalition government's focus in Indigenous affairs has been on getting children to school and adults to work and making communities safer. The statement went on to say that the coalition's policies have seen progress made in these areas, but the minister recognises a lot more work needs to be done. Leanne Townsend again.
We have this approach and reference tonight taken largely from the corporate sector of KPIs and measurements, and I agree that's absolutely what's required in performance. But who holds government to account equally with their failures? And we understand that as the mob who are experiencing those failures, but what is the broader Australia doing about that accountability?
Leanne Townsend from the National Aboriginal Sporting Chance Academy, ending David Taylor's report.